Welcome to Songcatcher right here on Radio Adelaide on digital, online, and 101.5 FM. I'm Claire here with Adrian.
Hello.
Yay.
Hey.
Clayton.
Howdy.
Billy on the panel, and a guest.
A guest?
A seat
what,
to
a
secret.
New innovation.
No, we've made room for a guest this week.
Well, what did we have to get rid of to make room for a guest, Adrian? Anyway, we were going to have some live tracks to air tonight, but he's done his voice in a bit lately. Been singing too many places too often, evidently.
I think St. Patrick's Day had something to do with it.
Yeah. Ah, well, yes, it does help if they have a microphone at St. Patrick's Day because, you know, when you want to get rowdy,
yep.
You don't have to burn your voice out doing it, eh?
And then he was howling with the dogs yesterday. You've had a busy weekend.
Yeah, I have had a very busy weekend, yes. It all started on Friday and pretty much ended sometime this morning.
So where were you for St. Patrick's Day?
Hey, hang on. Shall we announce our guest?
No, let's not do that.
So people know who they're listening to. Please.
You can tell a little bit of the voice. It's Joe Man Murphy, and he's the rigidigi St. Patrick's Day kind of bloke.
Yeah, yep, with a name like Murphy, you've guessed it.
So, now, where were you playing for St. Patrick's Day?
St. Patrick's Day, I was at Adelaide Oval, which was, heaving with about 10,000 people. I got there at about 2 o'clock. On stage at about 9:30, so I definitely arrived a lot too early. But I made it up the steps to the stage, and got through the set. So no, it was good fun.
Solo effort?
No. It was a Timbers lineup, uh-huh. Shall we say?
Yep, the Timbers.
Yep, some of us.
Okay.
A Timbers variation.
Yeah, there's many Timbers variations these days.
Enough Timbers to make a wood.
Yep, you could say that.
And then the weekend lasted until howling with the wolves, did I hear Adrian say earlier?
Yep, Doggerpalooza yesterday. I was playing down there. It's an event Cal Williams puts on every year for the Fringe. And, there was a lot of dogs there, all howling away. It was entertaining.
Oh, just a quick question I'm going to shoot in here. Did you happen to paint any of those dogs?
I didn't at the time. I did have a few of my dog paintings on display down
Yay.
There. But I was intending on doing so, but it wasn't the greatest weather.
That's true.
And I also wasn't feeling that inspired on Sunday morning.
Is this post-St. Patrick's Day kind of
effort? It is, yeah. Yep. Mm. It was nice to get up and play some songs and then just sort of chill in the sun. So it was a good day.
So one of the reasons you're here is because you're about to celebrate a new CD.
Yeah.
And yep. head off all around the country to promote it.
That's right, yep. It all kicks off on Friday. We're heading up to Yakandanda Folk Festival. There's the Timbers, Coconut Kids and the Ukulele Death Squad. We've rented a 12-seater bus and we'll be leaving Adelaide at about 5 in the morning. Timbers have got a show at 7, Death Squad I think at 10, so it's going to be a big day.
Is that a big enough bus for the Ukulele Death Squad?
Well, there's not that many of them.
But some of them are duplicates, aren't they? Or at least one of them is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, there's so many of us in each other's bands anyway. So, three bands have got quite a lot of crossover members. So no, it's going to be good.
Hmm. So, the release date for this CD, it's called Happy Days. It's got a pretty blue cover.
Yep.
Where did that come from?
Well,
Adrian's holding it up to the microphone now in case you want to have a look, folks.
Yep, in case the listeners want to view it. It's a collaborative artwork. My mum, who's come all the way from Ireland, she's listening tonight, so I should say hello. I know she's sitting on the couch
indeed.
At home. She did a lot of the artwork and did all the colour part of it. And then my partner, Susie, she did the rest of the design. And then I just did a little bit of a computer work to put it all together. So, yeah, a lot of the album, it's very much based around family and stories. And, yeah, it was nice to all bring it together in the end for the artwork.
So is this a direct progression from your last album or have you gone off on a different tangent?
It's probably my last album was described as schizophrenic folk. Because it had a lot of different styles. I think this has got more unity to it. But there's still quite a variety of styles on there. So I did have some really awesome musicians play with this one as well. Ashley Randall from the Coconut Kids has done quite a lot of vocals on it. And a friend of mine, Jack Della Lande, and Dave Branton, good friend of mine, he's been playing drums with me for a long time, contributed on the album. And yeah, I did all the mixing and mastering and all myself. So it was a long, long process of hearing the songs many times. So I'm really pumped to hear them again tonight. Not really.
Well, we should start off by listening to one, do you think, Clayton?
Well, it's all right by me.
What are we starting with?
In the End, My Love.
Another night of my life gone by. Coulda wrote a song, coulda wrote a book, and the time it took to shut my eyes. An endless spin of an endless twist, but life doesn't even seem to exist. I just gotta believe, I just gotta believe that I will be there. In the end, my love, in the end, my love, 'cause but a good idea that I should trans my way to the bank and finally get myself clear. And who knows where this road goes, 'cause it's 1 of 10 that I have chose. I just gotta believe, I just gotta believe that I will be there. In the end, my love, in the end, my love, and I in the end, my love, and I will be there. In the end, my love, in the end, my love, and I will be there. In the end, my love, in the end, my love, and I will be there. In the end, my love, in the end, my love, and I will be there. In the end, my love, in the end, my love, and I will be there. In the end, my love, in the end, my love, and I will be there. In the end, my love, in the end, my love, and I will be there. In the end, my love, in the end, my love.
In the end, my love. Joe Man Murphy. Ooh, what a nice, sweet song.
Yeah, I've got on the ukulele now as well.
Lovely harmonies.
Even with the ukulele, there's definite Irish tinge.
Yeah, it pokes through.
Yeah, it sounded like an Irish ukulele.
Do they make them in Ireland now?
Maybe they do.
So tell us about this album. Where did you record it, and what sort of things have changed since you've last recorded?
Well, I recorded, initially, I recorded some of the vocals and guitar with Anthony Stewart up at Redbrook Studios. And then I sort of built it around those recordings at home, because you know, vocal and a good guitar sound is probably the hardest thing to get. Once you've got those sounds, it's easy enough. Then I built my room and kind of had lots of towels and all sorts of things hanging off the walls to try and deaden, and put many musicians through some pretty horrible recording sessions under mattresses and things. But yeah, I was able to then just add the other parts bit by bit in my own time. And it was really nice this time because I didn't really have much of a deadline. Whereas the last time I had put a deadline on it and underestimated the amount of stuff that I had on, which is something I do fairly regularly. So with this
any
one...
Any project happens like that.
Pretty much, yeah. You always think that you're going to do this in this amount of time and it just sort of snowballs on. Whereas this time, I never really felt any pressure on it, so it was just nice to... Yeah, I really enjoyed the making of this one. It's a lot less stressful.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Is that why it's called Happy Days?
No, it's actually called Happy Days because it's all about... Yeah, I've got family spread all over the world. We're a very close family, and a lot of the songs are about...
Not if you're spread all around the world.
Except geographically.
Exactly, yeah. We get on really well because we only see each other once every 20 years. But, yeah, a lot of it's all based around memories of happy times spent together and... Yeah, so
it's a bit of a theme though with the naming of your CDs. You tend to have that kind of positive philosophical thing happening with your titles, I think.
Yeah, I'm trying to put across a bit of a less depressing. I'm trying to hide the truth.
Okay, no comment on that one.
So moving along.
You grew up in Ireland.
I did.
And
yeah.
Where have you been since then?
Well, I actually was born in England, mm-hmm. and moved to Ireland when I was about 11 and was there till about 21, then came here.
Okay.
And been back and forth many times and then have sort of been based in Adelaide.
Is that kind of a reverse Irish thing? You know, because often people come from Ireland to London and then disappear from there.
Pretty much, yeah. Yep, I did it the reverse way round before eventually doing what Irish people do best and leaving. And yeah, I came here permanently in like 2005, so I've been here since then, and now about to sort of head off and see some other parts of Australia for a while. So,
And so you're going to have this CD launched and have a bit of a tour around the place,
yeah,
and then settle yourself down elsewhere for at least a while.
Yeah, up in the sunny coast. We're going to go work up there for a while. I'm going to go and teach some music up there, play up and down the coast. There's so many amazing festivals in Queensland, and just the whole atmosphere around music's really cool up there. But yeah, there's a long tour before then. I'm going to be 2.5 months traveling back and forth. Going to be back to Adelaide twice in that time. So there's going to be, yeah, a lot of driving. But there's going to be a lot of really cool spots to play music, cool places that have been before, and the Timbers have been before, and we've made a lot of amazing friends all around the country. So it's great to just go and visit them all and bring your new album and, yeah, just see some amazing places in between and camp up in the national parks around the Blue Mountains and Victoria and then up the coast.
Sounds like a fun plan.
It does. Yep. It certainly sounds better than just going to work.
So tell us about music and you when you were younger.
I started playing when I was about probably 5 or 6 years old. I think my mum and dad actually bought me a piano accordion, I think was the first thing, if I recollect. So luckily that didn't put me off music for good.
It must have been a fairly small piano accordion.
No, it wasn't, come to think of it. I mean, I was pretty small, so it's hard to judge the size of it, but... I remember it being very big, but it wasn't very long. It wasn't very long before I was onto guitar, having played drums for a little while as well. And then sort of, yeah, it was pretty much guitar then for many, many years up until recently in many ways. I started playing banjo when I joined the Timbers. And then since I started teaching for the Guitar Academy, picked up the ukulele. So, yeah, I think that's what got a lot of ukulele on this album as well. So yeah, there's always been playing something.
When you said when you'd go elsewhere living in the sunny coast, you were going to be teaching music. Is it going to be something like you've been doing with the Guitar Academy?
As far as I know, I don't really know much about where I'm going to be teaching music. I've seen some of their YouTube videos, and they're pretty out there, so I'm not really sure what I'm going into, to be perfectly honest, but I'm assuming there'll be me and a student. Other than that, I don't know much.
But there's an organisation of some sort.
There is, yeah. It's a local music shop in the town that seemed to be pretty iconic around the area. So yeah, it's going to be good to go up there and continue teaching for a bit.
And this trip to Adelaide from Ireland, what was it that drew you here?
Well, I had family here in Adelaide. I've got an uncle here and some cousins, and, you know, many people do it. You get your year working visa, came out, and, you know, something new to do, something new to explore, and, you know, liked it here, and before you know it...
Started joining half a dozen bands?
Yeah, it started joining a lot of bands, and before you know it, you know, you end up staying here, and 20 years have gone by. So many memories in that story.
That was the condensed version.
That was the condensed version, yeah. I won't go in the long version.
What about the songwriting part? Was that something that you were already doing before you came to Adelaide?
A little bit, yeah. I was doing it back in Dublin, and I just sort of started playing with a couple of bands there. And, yeah, I started to write some songs, and then I went from Ireland over to LA for about 7 weeks, and just had a lot of time there, just sort of hanging around without a hell of a lot to do, and just sort of started writing a lot of music there. And then as soon as I arrived in Adelaide, started sort of doing the open mic circuit, and yeah, it sort of snowballed from there. But yeah, I started writing a long time ago now. I come across those songs sometimes, and you look back on them, and yeah, I don't like them.
But
I used to be very depressing.
No.
And now I've cheered the songs.
So maybe the Australian sunshine has done you the world a good,
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, I think it's actually a lot harder to write songs that are cheerful and happy. I think I used to... you kind of fall into that trap a little bit of, you know, the pouring your heart out songwriter. And I wanted to do... You know, to explore something that maybe, I think playing with the timbers as well, you know, you get used to seeing a crowd that are very happy on the energy of the whole thing. And yeah, I kind of love that sort of that
like
atmosphere.
You feed into that.
Yeah, yeah. It's something a bit special when you're at festivals and things. Everyone sort of gets into the vibe of it all. And yeah, I suppose a lot of my songwriting has changed since playing with those guys as well.
So a bit more upbeat. A bit more positive, and
yeah, there's a few songs on this CD that very much could certainly be on a Timbers CD.
Okay.
Well, you're listening to Songcatcher, where we talk to song writers about how they pursue their craft. And tonight we're talking to Joe Mann Murphy, who has just released a new CD called Happy Days, and we're going to now listen to another track from it.
And this one sounds like it could have been on a Timbers CD just by the title, Gypsy Rumble.
Yep, this song has been actually in the Timbers set list for a long time.
Ward, he was a sight to behold. A mountain of a man stood about 7 foot tall. And Mickey liked to fight, and you should see his victims crumble. Cause he's the man that you don't mess with in a gypsy rumble. Well, north to Ballinasloe did the gypsy convoy go. To a horse fair with Knuckles Bear, yeah, Mickey's anger did grow. And now he's swinging police-sized fears, and you should hear his victims crumble.
he's a man that you don't mess with.
In the Gypsy Rumble. Anything, even things that you didn't want. And Mickey didn't say much. He said a bit of a tinker mumble. He's the man that you don't mess with. He's the man that you don't mess with. He's the man that you don't mess with. In a Gypsy Rumble.
Please go to radioadelaide.org.au and tell us how you're listening to us.
That's the first thing I'm going to do when I get out of here is go and do this survey, because a $400 gold pass.
I'm thinking the golden chicken.
And some Tucker at the Gov sounds like a good idea. But listen, folks, Cambridge Analytics has nothing to do with this survey.
Thank goodness.
We're not trolling your every political slant on Facebook so we can pretend we're Russian scammers.
We don't care about politics at this moment in time. This is not political.
Uncle Sam does not need you, but Radio Adelaide certainly does. So we'd like to hear, get your opinions, and help you have a chance to shape where this fair station goes.
And have an opportunity to win a golden ticket.
So radioadelaide.org.au, that's where you'll find us, and there'll be a link there to fill in this survey.
And here on Songcatcher at 9:25 p.m. we're talking to Joe Mann Murphy, and so far it's been a lot of fun.
I'm just finishing the survey.
I think the fun's about to end, because I've got quote here from Joe, and this could get into dangerous territory.
Oh dear.
No, but before we get to there, Adrian.
Well, up to you, but I was just going to ask a question about Gypsy Rumble that we just listened to. You said it's been in the Timbers set for quite a while, and now it finds its way onto your solo. So how do you juggle just being in a band and being trying to do solo stuff and working out which songs go where?
Well, we used to just basically bring a list of songs each into the Timbers, and we'd rehearse them all, and, you know, some would make the cut and some wouldn't. And then sometimes you've got to maybe put in a song that might suit an album to finish an album better, which means you have to drop some songs that you might have still liked, but, you know, to get an overall general nice feel to an album, you got to go for the, you know, the right song. So Gypsy Rumble is one of those funny ones that I actually wrote probably previous to my two other solo albums as well. So it's missed the cut so far for four.
So it's been been around for a while.
It's been around for a very long time, yeah. So finally it made it.
Well, it sounded all right too.
I'm really glad it did make it. I really like that song.
Yeah, I've always really liked that song. I don't know. It's just, yeah, it's funny how that happens with songs. I think there's another song on the album, Goldmine, is pretty similar. That's been around a long time too.
So just because the song has been around, it hasn't made the cut for a while, doesn't mean you quite write it off that quickly, huh?
No. You know, you always keep them in the bank. You never know when you need that Irish funk song.
Well, especially if you play them occasionally. Now, my deep and meaningful is a quotation from Joe Mann Murphy: music is an addiction. Now, can we presume that's some sort of self-diagnosis?
Yeah, it is a self-diagnosis. Yeah, it's. I came across that one when I was fined. I'd teach music for 8 hours and then someone wouldn't show up and still spend that extra half an hour playing and then go home and start playing again. And then I thought, this is kind of becoming a problem.
It's a good problem.
It is a good problem, yeah. Yep.
It's, I guess you see it. It's a crowded marketplace out there for music. Does it need to be an addiction or perhaps a compulsion to keep at it and try to make it successful?
I think it makes it a lot easier if music is the driving force behind it all. I think you do meet people who, you know, maybe go in it more for, I suppose some people go in it more for fame. Some people go in it for many different reasons. But I think if it's for the music, I think you're just going to keep doing it. It makes it a lot easier to continue doing it all the time.
You do things that you love, then you tend to be more successful or at least better at it.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, you've got to define the word success in the music business these days as well. I think, you know, it's not like the old days where success was being signed up to somebody. You've got to kind of, I think success these days, to be honest, is if you're enjoying yourself.
Sounds good to me. A question of happiness. Okay, I think it's time to move on to our next track. Would you like to introduce this one for us, mate? Don't Make Me Fly.
Yep, this is a song about my arrival in Adelaide from Ireland, my spectacular arrival.
So you came over by canoe or...?
That would have been quicker. No, I came over
by the Irish.
I came over by the usual route. My plane flew into Adelaide and then immigration didn't like the look of me. So this is about how I got held for about 8 hours and grilled in a room by a number of people after a 40-hour flight.
So you came in on a tourist visa or something
like
that?
I did, yep.
And they thought, this man looks like he's going to stay here.
Yeah.
They were right.
They were right. That's what made it so hard for me to get in. Yep.
Sitting there, a citizen of nowhere. Well, I can't tell the doubt in my life. And always the same old question. Not done that much wrong. An answer now, you gotta get me one. Please don't make me fly. 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 So wait for 40 hours. I was blinded by your light. Seems like I am the long forgotten one. Please don't make me fly. Please don't make me fly. Please don't make me fly. 'Cause I've been around the world many, many times. No longer now a place to hide. And I'm looking for a way to call my new home. Please don't make me fly.
But in those final hours, there were times I lost all hope. I couldn't smile and I couldn't cry. Please don't make me fly. Please don't make me fly.
Please don't make me, please don't.
Please don't make me fly.
Please don't make me, please don't.
Please don't make me fly.
Please don't make me, please don't make me.
Please don't make me fly.
Don't Make Me Fly, Joe Man Murphy from his new CD, Happy Days.
And it's just about come time for our talk about song.
We have to talk about a song.
No, we don't.
We asked Joe to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you've chosen a song called Johnny.
I have.
Is that his real name?
It is.
Or it could be her real name for that matter.
Johnny was my dad's uncle. I don't know what that is to me. I don't know whether you can have a great uncle.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, that'll do. He was a musician in Ireland. He had big bands in like the 40s and 50s. And they were really very, very successful bands. And he toured all over the country with them. And there's so many stories of Johnny. He was a real character in Dublin.
When you say big band, do you mean brass and big jazz brass and stuff?
Yeah.
So not what we consider these days as traditional sort of Irish music, but something quite different.
Big brass bands. He was a saxophone player. And then when he was like about 51, he ran away from home.
He brave that a bit
soul.
Late,
brave soul. And he went on the...
he could still run.
And yeah, he took the cruise liners around the world and played with his band on them for many years. And then when he returned to Ireland, he started working with the RTE Orchestra. That's like the ABC. And did a lot of the arrangements for a couple of the Irish Eurovision songs. And went on to still be doing all the music for the orchestra when he was 94 years old. And he always used to joke how... if he was short of money, they used to pay him by the note. So he used to add in all these extra notes, and you'd hear the orchestra going crazy. And you knew he must be short of money that week. But yeah, very, 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 very funny man as well. Like, I remember him as a kid, and yeah, he was never short of a joke or two. Mm. And so, yeah, I was reading an article actually in the Irish Independent newspaper, wrote about him after he passed away. He was like, I think, 97 when he passed away. And they wrote this big long article about him. And yeah, I'd written this guitar part and I'd written many different lyrics actually for this song because I really liked the guitar part and I wanted to do something, you know, that I felt would work with it. And then I read this story and yeah, kind of it seemed to just work.
How or were you at all daunted by the fact that Johnny was so musical? You know, what am I going to do that's actually going to uphold his musical tradition as well?
Well, you wanted to uphold, the tradition and the story. And then on top of that, you're also writing a song that, you know, all your family members know this person as well. So you kind of want to give the story justice without offending anyone. Because, most of the family are, you know, back in Ireland still, but... I wrote a song on my last album, Mrs. Sunshine, called Fliggy, which is about a family member. And some of my family were like, you've got to stop writing songs about the family. So I was like, right, that's it. I'm doing a whole album. So hopefully the family will like it.
So you started off with a guitar piece that you enjoyed but didn't have any particular relation. It was just something that was worked for you.
No, it was actually, I went and saw, I don't know if you guys have seen Daniel Champagne play. I went and saw him play at the Weedy, and he's very much one for using. He uses so many different tunings on his guitar, and I've done the same for a long time. And if I get stuck trying to write a piece of music, I'll normally try out a different tuning, and it kind of makes you just sort of play to just play something that sounds good. You don't know where your chords are. If you're playing a C, you're not going to go to a G. You just don't know where it is. So you just sort of start mucking around. And
so it kind of puts you in the dark a little bit.
It does.
Finding your own way somehow.
Yeah. So you got to make up all, and you start to hear all these really nice sort of sounds that you'd never get in other tunings. So I started playing around with this tuning and came up with a guitar piece. And as I said, I just couldn't write any words for it for a long time, which is unusual for me. I generally speaking, if I write a song, I write it from start to finish pretty quickly. And generally, I've found over the years, if it takes much longer than that, it probably isn't any good. That's how I've personally found it. Anyway.
But you had this guitar piece and you knew that it sounded all right.
Yeah. I can't write lyrics first. I think you're either one way or the other. With music, I've always had to write the guitar part first. And sometimes it can be hard to really listen to that part and think to yourself, you know, what's the right feel for it. So I generally try not to think about it too much. Just come up with a story from the past or something and sort of start to model it all together.
So how many other family members can look forward to having a song about them?
I'm ticking them off one by one.
Do you have to get to them while they're still alive, or are you right?
Safer when they're gone.
Safer when they're gone.
Yeah. There's less royalties to pay.
Safer when they're gone. What a title for you.
That is actually. Hang on, I'm just going to write that down.
Well, let's have a listen to Johnny. Joe Man Murphy from Happy Days.
Johnny lay dead by the side of the road, so everybody thought. He was staring at the sky in his dapper black tie, swinging on a bottle of port. But he couldn't say what had happened that day. But going home was a last resort. Oh, it takes a little bit of nothing, little bit of something to know what's right. Oh, it takes a little bit of nothing, a little bit of something to know what's right. Johnny was a genius at penning a tune, his big band and breaking heart. He wouldn't go home that afternoon, 'cause what's another night upon? But he couldn't say why he ran away on the wild seas. You know he traveled hard. Oh, it takes a little bit of nothing, a little bit of something to know what's right. Oh, it takes a little bit of nothing, a little bit of something to know what's right. Oh, you know that's 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 right. Johnny's studying Russian, playing a little bit of percussion on the side, with most of his wage in the punch bowl safe. But hey, well, it's been a ride. But he wouldn't say how much he spent that day, just added on a few notes to that stride. Oh, it takes a little bit of nothing, a little bit of something to know what's right. Oh, it takes a little bit of nothing, a little bit of something to know what's right. Oh, it takes a little bit of nothing, a little bit of something to know what's right. Oh, it takes a little bit of nothing, a little bit of something to know what's right.
And you're back with Songcatcher here on Radio Adelaide on Digital Online and 101.5 FM. And it's 9:45, so time's marching on. And we're here with our guest, Joe-Man Murphy.
And stick around for mixtape after Songcatcher, because Joe-Man Murphy will be staying on to be the DJ and play us some, you're saying, pretty party dancing kind of music.
Yeah, well, I thought I've met a lot of really, really cool bands at festivals around the country, so I thought I'd get a bit of a selection of some of my favourites to play tonight. So.
Excellent.
So party and festival time here for mixtape.
Absolutely. So stick around for that.
I didn't bring my party dress, Adrian.
Oh, dear.
I'm very relieved.
And Adrian didn't wear his red dress either. What's happened to that?
Shall we move on to the next song, folks?
Yes, moving swiftly along.
Moving swiftly along, or we're going to run out of time and we want to hear some more of this Happy Days CD before we end the program.
So that's what we're sampling, Happy Days, a brand new CD by Joe-Man Murphy, and we're up to the title track.
To the title track.
We are, Happy Days.
Happy Days.
Came and we went to the quarry road when things went crazy and we had no home. We said goodbye forever too many times, bound for the road and the wet white lines. And we lived forever at first light, and we were back broken the very same night. Never seemed to get to our promised land, but good to be back to those happy days. No, it's good to be back to those happy days. No, it's good to be back to those happy days. Stranded in the rain, another engine down, waiting for rescue back to town. Didn't much care which way from here, onto a new land or a home so dear. And we lived forever at first light, and we were back broken the very same night. We never seemed to get to our promised land. Now good to be back to those happy days. No, it's good to be back to those happy days. No, it's good to be back to those happy days. It's good to be back. It's good to be here. It's good to be back. It's good to be here. It's good to be back. It's good to be here. It's good to be back. It's good to be here, it's good to be back. It's good to be here, it's good to be back. It's good to be here, it's good to be back. It's good to be here, it's good to be back. It's good to be back to those happy days. It's good to be back to those happy days. No, it's good to be back to those happy days. No, it's good to be back to those happy days. No, it's good to be back to those happy days. No, it's good to be back to those happy days. No, it's good to be back to those happy days. No, it's good to be back to those happy days. No, it's good to be back to those happy days.
The title track from the Happy Days CD, Happy Days, Joe-Man Murphy.
So we've got CD launch coming up. We've got a tour coming up. How do people know where you're playing, when you're playing, and what's going on?
Well, going to my website's probably the best option. Everything's on there, www.joemanmurphy.com. You can get tickets for the Weedy on May the 4th.
So Star Wars Day.
Yep, it is. Yeah, I'm a bit worried that everybody's going to be on other planets on that day.
Ewoks and whatever else.
But yeah, before then, as I said, we're up to Yakandanda Festival next week. Back here for a few days and then head through Mount Gambier over to Melbourne, launch then up to the Blue Mountains, back through Northern Victoria, back for the Weedy, straight to Sydney, and then start heading up the coast.
Okay, so if you search for Joe-Man Murphy, you'll more than likely find the website.
You will, yeah.
And that'll get you dates. It'll tell you, you know, if you're near enough to one of these gigs, and if you are, go along and listen and buy a CD. If not, maybe you can order one online.
Yep, CDs are available online. You can go to the website and you can purchase them there as well.
And if you happen to be up in the Sunshine Coast listening online, maybe, and you want music lessons.
Yeah, come on down. And also, if you have a house to rent, especially, I'll teach you music in exchange.
Oh, there you go. The barter system could be alive.
Just
and well.
In case we've got a big audience up there tonight.
That sounds like a good thing. The Timbers is going to survive with you in travelling mode. Is that the way it works?
Yep. So, as I said, we're heading away next week, and then we've got Palm Creek Festival in June. We will be appearing in various spots. So keep your eyes open, and the Timbers is also a long way from being dead. So.
So they'll be playing festivals that are big enough basically to handle one or two members flying in from elsewhere.
Yep, so yeah, basically that's it. We're going to be still playing, we're just going to be a lot more expensive.
Well, I haven't heard anybody calling you cheap.
No. Oh, a few people have called me that over the years.
Well, all the best for this big change, mate, this big move.
No worries. It's gonna be
and
good.
All the best for the new album.
Thank you very much.
Now, we do have some announcements for today. This week, basically Thursday, March 22nd, the Wheat Sheaf Hotel and Scala at Theberton has something of a Canadian invasion. Scott Cook and Corin Raymond, all the way from Canada, along with locals Alex and Emma. So that should be pretty good. Scott played there a few months ago. It was a weekend I was away or something, or a week when I was away, and he wowed them evidently. So that was pretty cool.
There we go. And on Saturday, March 24th, Songs for the Soul, Kubanu and Kylie Bryce, who was on Songcatcher quite recently, playing the Mind and Body Studio, Universal Balance in Redwood Park. You can get tickets from that at stickytickets.com.au. Kubanu is from Adelaide.
Yeah, well, I don't know Kubanu, but Kylie's been in touch about that gig. And
living mostly in Germany, pursuing her musical career of late.
And I presume that means that right now Germany's a bit damn cold. So she's over visiting family and thawing out.
Yeah, they're just hitting their vernal equinox there in the northern hemisphere.
So what's the other equinox called?
The one we're having?
Yeah.
The autumnal.
Wow.
That one makes sense. What does vernal mean?
Is that spring.
That's what Latin for spring.
Yeah.
There you go. You get an education here in Songcatcher, folks. If you want to write a song in Latin and you want to consult with Claire, we can make her available for a very reasonable fee.
Most of the terms I knew were biological terms. Maybe
so
not.
So that's this Saturday anyway. I believe it's March 24th.
That's this Saturday night. Now, Adelaide is officially no longer in festival mode.
Mm.
I don't know if you realise that, Adrian.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, there's no one outside at all.
Judging how easily I got a park tonight, I think the festival's over.
Except that there is still plenty of music going on, there's still plenty of drama, and you can go to comedy nights and things, folks. So don't think that Adelaide has got nothing to offer, because there's lots of things out there you can do.
Anyway, it's time for us to go out on Songcatcher with Joe Man Murphy, but stick around for mixtape. And we're going out with a track called The Goldmine.
Life on other lands, fight with ones we've got. My left hand doesn't like my right hand, my friends like there's a lot. You can tell me how I got here, you can tell the time. It's been a long time since we left the riches of the gold mine. You found yourself a fist of dollars, found a fist or two myself. First a left hand, then a right hand, feral danger to himself. Someone tell me how you got here, someone tell the time. It's been a long time since we left the riches of the gold mine. We came to the mine with yellow in our eyes, and far from home and a blanket of lies. And we can't go back and we can't go ahead, we must keep digging. Digging, digging for our lives. Our forefathers fought for love and honor at the gold mine. We did not fighting for the yellow devil. We're more likely to get shot. Someone tell me how I got here. Someone tell the time. It's been a long time since we felt the riches of the gold mine. Our lovers stitched our clothes and bodies. We died with every pick strike. All the tales and all the stories of the riches and the fight. Someone tell me how I got here, someone tell the time. It's been a long time since we left the riches of the gold mine. We came to the mine with yellow in our eyes, and far from home and a blanket of lies. And we can't go back and we can't go ahead, we must keep digging, digging, digging for our lives. life on other lands, fight with ones we've got. My left hand doesn't like my right hand, my friends like there's a lot. You can tell me how you got here, you can tell the time. It's been a long time since we left the riches of the gold mine. You found yourself a fist of dollars, found a fist or two myself. First a left hand, then a right hand, Pharaoh danger to himself. Someone tell me how I got here, someone tell the time. It's been a long time since we left the riches of the gold mine. Our forefathers fought for love and honor at the gold mine. We did not fight him for the yellow devil, we're more likely to get shot. Someone tell me how I got here, someone tell the time. It's been a long time since we left the riches of the gold mine. Our lovers switched our clothes and bodies, we died with every big strike. All the tales and all the stories of the riches and the fight. Someone tell me how I got here, someone tell the time. It's been a long time since we left the riches of the gold mine.